Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andre Chapon. SLB, a global technology company, will expand its operations in Shreveport, resulting in hundreds of new jobs. Their technology center in Shreveport is located at the former GM plant, and SLB's data center's director, Andrew Johnston, says it will soon become the largest SLB facility in the world.
You can see our very large SLB logo on the side of the building. I'm always happy to tell people this is actually the largest SLB site in existence. But something I'm more proud of is this site is now the largest SLB facility in the world.
SLB currently employs 660 employees at its Shreveport site, and Johnston says they plan to nearly double that number. LSU football coach Frank Wilson was asked today if he will be part of Lane Kiffin's staff. Wilson said a decision on that will come after the Tigers play in the Texas Bowl. Several coaches on the offensive side of the ball will not be retained, as Kiffin brought several assistants with him from Ole Miss. Wilson says the transition has been smooth.
Great harmony amongst and coexisting with all of us in the building, because we're all pulling for LSU.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Senator Bill Cassidy is disappointed with the CDC panel's decision to change its recommendation when it comes to administering the hepatitis B vaccine. Instead of the recommendation covering all newborns, it is now for only infants that were born to mothers who test positive for the virus. Cassidy says the hepatitis B vaccine has been effective.
Before the birth dose recommendation, it's not a mandate, it's a recommendation. There are about 20,000 cases of hepatitis B associated with birth per year. Now it's down to 20 a year.
Hepatitis B can lead to a serious liver infection. The holiday season can be a stressful time. Louisiana Surgeon General Dr. Ralph Abraham is urging you to reach out if you are struggling.
If you're having a bad day, if you're not okay, that's okay. Call 988 and talk to somebody who cares.
There are two 988 call centers in Louisiana that operate 24/7. You can also text 988 to establish a live chat. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andre Champagne.